Good morning, Rabbi Osai, Pasuk Chof Chas. Oz Yikra Unani Velo Ene Yishachrunani Velo Yimtza Unani. Oz Yikra Unani Ki L'Torah Tzorach Shnei Dvarim. In order for a person to be Zocha in Yediyas HaTorah, two things are required. Kumosha Kosov, Dirshu Hashem V'Uzo, Bakshu Fon of Tamit. So Oz is Torah. Hashem Oz Le'am Yitin. Behind Lidrosh Velachka also be Yegiya Vitarach, to seek and to ask in the sense of to apply oneself and one's abilities fully, assiduously, strenuously to learning Torah. That's the first sine qua non for Yediyas HaTorah. The second is with the Vagish Me'akadosh Baruch Hu Sheyazu Lo, to ask for Siyata Deshmaya. Right? We commented earlier back on Pasuk Chav Gimel that the Gaon was going to return to this theme of the need for Siyata Deshmaya in Yediyas HaTorah. Well, the Vakesh Me'akadosh Baruch Hu Sheyazor Lo, U'kmo Sheneemar, U'vikashta Mishom Es Hashem Elokecha U'motzaso, Ki Sidushenu B'chol Levavcha. In other recordings, renditions of the Gaon's Parash and Mishlei, it's quoted here in the notes. So the Gaon himself cites the Gemara in Nida, Daf Ayin, Mayasa Odom B'Yechkam, Yabe B'Yeshiva B'Yemayit B'Schara. Person has to find as much time as he can to learn. Omru Habe also Ken V'Lahoy Elohim. But many followed that formula and didn't see the desired results. Eli yivakshu rachma mimisha chokhma shalo. So Chazal say, because there's an additional required element, and that's tefillah, asking for siyata d'shmaya. Shenema ki Hashem yiten chokhma mipiv das usvuna. Everything in life requires siyata d'shmaya, but one partial perspective on this fact that Talmud Torah requires special siyata d'shmaya is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a natural world. And when we seek to function in that natural world, so we're functioning on a natural level in a natural world. Even that requires siyata d'shmaya. But Talmud Torah, that a human being should be able to grasp Chochmas Hashem, there's nothing natural about that. That's not part of the natural order. That's something which is above the natural order, and hence the special requirement, the special need for siyata d'shmaya. V'zehu oz yikra unani b'tfila. That's what our pasuk is referring to. Korav Hashem l'chol korav. To call out to Hashem is a lashon tfila. Yishachrunani. Kloma yidrushu v'yachkiru b'torach, v'lo yimtza unene. Hare arba tzoros. So the pasuk here details four tzoros. L'chol echad mishloshes harishon hanizkorim le'el, the three different groups or types of those who neglect Torah. And what are these arba tzoros? V'hainu pachad v'eid in the previous psukim of gam be'eidchem eschok and bevo pach. The pachad at the impending tzara, and then the tzara itself. The third and fourth of those arba tzaros, the ones detailed here, v'yikru uvlo yane, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't respond to the tefillah, v'yishachar uvlo yimtzu. Ki gam ze ha'yikru uvlo yane, u'mishachar uvlo yimtzu, koi ala shlosha. Both of these consequences refer to all three groups. Why is it if at this point they're calling out to Hashem, and at this point they are looking to apply themselves to learning, so why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not responding? So I'm not sure, but Yitachen, that they're doing it without any tshuva l'sha'avar. They're doing it without sort of, and just in their present context, that they sort of want to maybe integrate this. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't respond to. Ve'elu ha'arba tzoros. There's another, the midah keneged midah here of these arba tzoros are neged arba dvarim she'amar lamala. The four stages in a progression of chet that we saw earlier in the psukim. She'amar lamala aleihem yan karasi, I call them natisi yadi. I you know, when they were already at a distance, so the metaphor of waving a hand to try to beckon them to come back. V'tifru'u and atzasi and v'sochachti lo avisem. V'hi mida keneged mida mamash. And the four tzaros correlate, they align perfectly with these four chatan. Haynu rossi gam heim yikru v'lo yane. Natisi yadi hu me rochok v'hu betorach. I'm exerting, kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I exerted myself to draw their attention. Heim neged ze yishachru v'yatrichu osatzmon, acha she'esrachku mimeni, v'lo yimtzu'u. Ki im ta'azven yom, yomayim ta'azveka. If a person abandons Torah for a day, so it elicits a similar reaction, as it were, that the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, distances itself, he distances himself from the person, kaviyochol. V'tifru'u shelo shemateim la'etza tova sheteshvu betach. The mida keneged mida of that is gam ani elag b'vo ha'pachad. V'sochachti v'gomer lo avisem achakach kasher hochachti eschem ba'af al pichen lo avisem. So af ani be'etchem eschak. You didn't take you were contemptuous and dismissive of the tochacha. So I'm equally contemptuous, kaviyochel, and dismissive of your tzara. The idea that the Gaon presented at the beginning, that one of the requirements for Torah is Lidrosh v'lachko asa b'yegiyo, it's very important to for us to know and remember that on two levels. Number one, to make that effort, to put forth that effort. But number two, to avoid the following error. So sometimes when we experience the Torah, so it discourages us. And we can draw all kinds of incorrect conclusions. But we need to recognize that that's part of the process. It's not an indication necessarily that something is amiss. Something could be amiss. It could be that I'm trying to learn something that I'm not prepared for yet. Something can be amiss. But the point is, even if I'm learning what I should be learning, I will experience that Torah. And in that context, it's crucial that we recognize that the Torah isn't a symptom that I'm not cut out for this, that this is not for me. No, that's kachi darko shel Torah. Kachi darko shel Torah, the Torah's nickname, b'yegiyo v'torach. Okay, so we'll stop here. Today's a Thursday schedule, so Bli Neder Mitzvah Shem, we'll resume with Pesachim at 11:30. Have a very good morning, I will say. Productive morning, be well, be safe.